Well, welcome everyone to Soul Wealth Destiny, where we're manifesting our true divine soul wealth into our mission, our purpose, our life, into our reality. Today, what really came up to guide you all through was to really connect to your alignment with your mission, your purpose, and your wealth. So we're just going to spend some time feeling within ourselves where we feel the block and releasing that block. And all of you have different goals, different vision, different alignment. So let's begin by placing that in the chat so that you're declaring it to the universe. Whatever that may be for you, whether it's monetary, whether it's material, home, car, whether it's career, whatever it is, go ahead and place it in the chat. We really want to allow our mind, our superconscious, our conscious and subconscious to be aligned. So that's one level of alignment. The other level of alignment is our energy, and that's connected to auric field as well as our chakras and our divine channel. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And let me see what you all put in the chat. Set up on my business. Carolyn, can you be more specific? Be more specific, like how many new clients, how many programs, by when, how much money? So it's the feeling of being successful, being abundant, being balanced and at peace. Career, film, screenplay, home, money, abundance, and Christ. So the same thing for you, Carrie. What does that all mean to you? So does that mean having written a screenplay or having sold the screenplay, feeling abundant and connected to Christ, Christ consciousness? What does that mean to you? So just be very specific, because that's the way the universe works. Okay. So again, Carolyn, when I see that, I see the line in front of you, like the starting line, but I don't see anything beyond that. So again, that we want to see, like, I'm at the starting point and I like to have X amount of clients. So visualize your schedule, like working 3 days a week, 5 days a week with a certain amount of clients. Or completed my program, launching it, filling my course, my program with X amount of clients, resulting in X amount of income. So you're bringing the pieces together. So my intention that I am in alignment with my financial freedom, my new life and home of my own, as well as my new business career as coach and healing. It is time to manifest. Yes, so that's still very like wishful. We really want to be specific. So a specific declaration would be 10 clients by next week or by the end of the month. For you, Gabriela, would be a new life home. Being in my home by 6 months from now or in 6 months. And what that means is that the financial has to be there, right? So the goal is being there, which also means that everything else has to work itself out to align with that. So give everything a timeline or sooner, 6 months or sooner, 10 clients or more, 10,000, 50,000 a month or more, this or something better. So we really want to keep that, you know, keep that energy moving forward and reaching for the next thing. So what I often see, especially if you're struggling to get clients, is that when you get that client, like there's a lot of effort to get clients. And then when you get that first client, all that effort and attention goes into that client. And then there's nothing else, no other forward movement energy. So the way we want to set up our energy in our field is that we attract one and that person fits nicely into who we are, like into your schedule, into the 10 o'clock slot, into your Monday slot. So we are creating the space for what we want, giving ourselves the opportunity to move forward, giving ourselves the opportunity to create more balance. Okay. Okay. And go ahead and just refine what you wrote. And if you don't have access to chat, you can open your mic and go ahead and state it. So I see a couple of people that do not have access to chat, maybe. And just go ahead and state, you know, this is my goal. And just again, be very specific. Okay. Okay, so the specific is what comes first. What do you desire first? And sometimes it's the big picture. New clients, X amount of clients, living in my new home, everybody around me thriving. So the specifics is, it's the whole picture of it. So by when, where, what, whom. So the how do I get higher and get paid for it? That's also putting yourself out there, but aligning yourself with that, because sometimes we don't believe it's possible. So you're checking, and this is why it's important for you to write it, because when you write it and then read it to yourself, you can feel for yourself where you're out of alignment. You can feel where it's not, where you don't believe it's possible for you. So when you connect to even that last statement, getting hired as a consultant or getting hired and with a retainer. If you say, I am hired by the end of the month with a retainer of X amount, then you can feel where it is, the block in your throat, in your heart, in your mind. If you feel fragmented with the statement, if you don't feel the energy flowing, if you feel the energy not coming together. So there's different ways that you can feel into whether you're owning that statement. You're really aligned with that. Reasons why you may not be aligned with that could be, again, you don't believe it because it's possible. You don't believe you have the capacity. Capacity is also not enough. You don't believe that you're ready yet energetically, mentally, emotionally. You don't feel you're worthy of it. You don't feel you can have that. It doesn't feel true to you. So just, you know, this is what we're stating it. And we're stating in a way where we can declaring the full picture so that we can put ourselves in it. Okay, my goal is to have 200 clients by the end of June and to launch my first course by the end of July. Okay, now change that a little bit to my goal is to now I have 200 clients by the end of June and ready to launch my course by July. It is done. And then feel into that. So can everybody else see, like, so you're moving the goal from out there to right here inside your body, and then you're feeling in your body, that feels good, or ooh, like I still feel uncomfortable with that. And that's the gap. And that's what we want to bring up. That's what we want to clear so that when you say it, you're in the vibration of having that already. So let's see, some of you kind of put several things, choose one thing, whether it's, you know, the retainer, whether it's the script, writing the script, choose a something and just feel into that. I have that now, or I've written the screenplay, or I've been hired with a retainer and I'm successful at what I do. And just, again, feel into it. Let me see yours, Gabriella. I intend that I'm living in my new dream house as well as to a new career with to the end of 2021, this or sooner. I intend that all that, okay. I intend I'm painful with ease and joy, and I am wonderfully highly paid for being me. Okay, so the last part is good, Gabriella. I am wonderfully paid for being me. So you definitely want to have that. So now we want to move from the intention to it is. It is done. So instead of I intend that I'm living, I am living. I am now living in my dream house. I am in the career of my dreams, or that is ideal to me. I am paid with ease and joy. I am wonderfully paid for being me. And notice how that feels to you. So we're going to do a clearing around this. That's why we're doing this up front. So if you just joined us, we are declaring the vision of our life and what we desire, whether they're goals or intentions, but we're reframing them. Instead of the goal is out there, or I intend. So a lot of times the intention is, I'm going to do that, right? The goal is I will get that, the goal's over there. The intention is I intend. So that means that I am going to practice being that, or I'm going to focus on that, or I'm going to try to get that or try to be that. So we're moving from that to it is, I am and I have. And we're having you declare it in the chat, or if you want to open up your mic, you can do that as well, so that you can, first of all, feel into your statement. Second of all, see where the block is, because that's what we're going to be clearing today. We want to move into complete ease and grace, being in alignment with who we are, our truth, feeling balanced and joyful. Okay. So I'm reading Alexandra's. To be okay. So I set my intention to be of service to all, an idea for a large party to help homeless with free homes came to me last year that probably requires nonprofit foundation to be established. And the whole project will require many millions of dollars. I trust Source to provide for this project to get going. Okay. So now again, we want to move it forward. So when I look at that, the project, especially because you said it requires millions of dollars, that felt like overwhelm. So it felt like it was in front of you and it was all around you. And in order to have it, I felt like there was a lot of effort connected to that. So what we want to do is make it attainable. Like we want to put out our hand and have it come into our hand. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and just look into, just tune into what you just said or what you just wrote. And see it. You said it was an idea. So see it as a beautiful idea coming into your hand that was delivered to your hand from Source. And feel it with gratitude and joy. Regardless of what it takes, since it was handed to you by Source, it shall be done. It is done. And then once you have it in your hand, bring it into your heart. And then feel into it again. And then you can state, I have established, and then whatever that is for you. So for instance, for you, Alexander, would be, I have created, or I have established a beautiful nonprofit that serves all, especially the homeless with free housing. And then anything else that you want to add to it. the financial support is always available and flows easily and with grace. I trust Source as my divine partner. And then just feel into that. Beautiful. Okay. So again, see if you can declare it again, where it just feels so loving. It just feels so kind. And you feel that beautiful energy of love and grace all around you. And it feels it feels grateful and it feels humbling for you to be part of it. And when you feel that, your heart opens to receive it, because it feels like such a blessing to you. Okay, Lori, I have new creative projects that are high paying, wonderful to work on, and that support me through the rest of this year. I am living in my beautiful new home location with a beautiful new car. All of my expenses are paid on time and in full, and I am living debt free. Yes, okay. Okay, so this is good. And you may feel it when somebody else is reading it as well. So when I say this, it actually feels very constricted. It feels good. It feels like, yes, I like a lot of the energy that was in the way of it, a way of that has been removed, but it still feels small. It feels like the energy is this. It's like you're learning to believe in that and trust it. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and open up your heart even more. And then amplify the energy, especially the energy of love, loving kindness, gratitude, joy, and fulfillment. And now feel into it again and give yourself more. New creative projects, new creative high paying projects come easily into my life. I enjoy living in alignment with who I am and my contribution to the world. I enjoy the balance and freedom and support I have in my beautiful new home. And love, 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 the overflow of abundance. The overflow of love, money, and prosperity into my life. I am now debt free. I am open to this and more. And then just allow that to come into your heart. And say it a couple more times, maybe 5 to 10 times. For all of you, you can also add, what if I had this now or more? What if I had this now or more? What would it take to have this and more? Okay, everyone. Yeah. Thank you, Gabrielia. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to seeing you very soon. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Yes.